life that you want to live.
Знаете ли вы, церковь, послушайте,
do you know, church, listen.
Сегодня просто послушайте.
Today, just listen to me.
Есть в основном,
for majority, when we live,
две фазы.
There are two phases.
Жизнь, которой ты живешь.
Life that you live.
Алло.
Hello.
И жизнь, которой ты
and the life that
хочешь,
you want to live.
Вы знаете, это практически незаметно и подсознательно. Мы все носители этих двух фаз.
All of us, we all carry this.
Я прямо сейчас тебе скажу. Расскажи
right now,
мне свою жизнь.
I'll tell you. Please tell me your life. And you will tell me two things. Things
то,
that you do
мечтаешь,
and
that,
what you dream about.
Дорогие мои,
beloved,
ну как достичь
how
вот это,
can
вот
you
это
achieve
невидимое,
this
вот это,
unseen?
Мы, как перешагнуть из этого желаемого вот в это действительное?
How?
Как?
How do you achieve that,
знаете,
the things that you desire?
Я хожу в том, дорогие мои, я живу.
Beloved, I live, I
я
walk
именно той жизнью,
in that life that I want to live.
Я вам даю гарантию, если бы меня спросили, что-то
I guarantee
извини,
you, if they would tell me to change something, you know, my wife knows.
Да,
we drive in the car and say, Svet, it's hard to live, but I would not change anything. If I'd have to live this way again, yes, I would live this way. I'll encounter these people, would be here and do those things. And again, I catch myself that I am happy because I live the life that I want to live.
Если у тебя есть две фазы,
сегодня you have
я хочу показать phases, тебе, как естественно
I want to tell you how naturally to go into that life that you want to live.
Вы даже удивитесь, насколько это просто.
You'll be amazed how easy it is.
For you, такое что-то недосягаемое.
For you, it could be something so somewhere, something so out there, so deep, so far away. Global steps.
There,
here, seven steps of walking into your destiny, into your call. 10 steps
of,
you know, just purifying yourself for your destiny. Conference that lasts 3 years so you can understand where my dream is. Today we'll talk about that. So, majority of Christians want to receive a title and status so they can be accepted, ordained, and affirmed and placed upon some sort of position with one goal to achieve their dream. You're sitting here right now, the majority, I guarantee, some speak on the inside, why is it? Nobody notices me. How come I'm not being you know, seen? I want to pray. I want to fast. I'm an intercessor. I'm this and that. I'm that person that likes to pray for people and preach and testify outside. Me. And we don't, by not doing much. You know why you're in the church? Because somewhere over there, someone didn't let you, you know, be who you want it to be. You know, that's complete absurd. Can someone say, for instance, a cow is not doing what it's supposed to do? For instance, it does not give milk. I know, you can't do that. She is meant to produce milk. It's a natural process. I understand it's going to be very joyful here today. You know what?
Is это
to
титул,
make it,
который на
it's
тебя
not
повесит.
A title that
вот
they will put
Вася
upon you.
Oh.
For instance, my name is Vasily that didn't do anything.
A
lazy guy. Now I'm
in
intercession. And for instance, your label, your name tag has been changed. And now your function has been changed. For instance, there was Hyundai driving, and then they pull off those tags that say it's a Hyundai and place Mercedes. And now it's a Mercedes? What? Oh, today, your theories. I will squash all of your theories and throw them out. And today you'll understand at least for once in your life what does it mean from those things that you desire. How do you enter into it naturally? I ask you a question. Who are you?
Oh,
I can't make it. Nobody's letting me. Well, how is that? Somebody holding you? And they're holding? What? They've caught you and they're holding you?
Мне не дают состояться.
Whenever people say that someone's not letting them do, make it or be who they're supposed to be.
Да тебя на радаре не видно,
you know what?
Заметить.
You're not even
заметить,
on the radar.
Да
you know
что?
What? For something to be noticed on radar, you have to move.
О,
so as soon as something moved, and then it's noticed. I'm sitting. For 3 years, I've been going to the church for 3 years. 3 years, no one sees me. I sit. I'm constant. Not once have I missed anything. Hello. Aren't those the cards that we show off? You leave this place having the same reason why you came here. Same reason. I was hoping, wishing. Yes, right now, we're going to run up to you and say, Vasily, Tanya, come up here. Now, you are warriors. We're warriors, so what do warriors do? Warriors are supposed to be warriors from the very beginning. Hello. Oh, today we'll go somewhere. Message is simple, and you can understand it quite easily. So, people search for, you know, acceptance, for them to be accepted or placed upon position only for one reason, is to achieve their dream. But is that how we achieve our dream? Church, is that how we achieve the dream? How many times did I tell you that I have revelations for the church? That I have visions for you, for all of you sinners? That I have so much to give you all. Your cat at home doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know it. And your doggy as well has no clue who you are. Understand one thing. Not the decision or being ordained or a mother that gave you your name, Peter, tells you who you are, but the actions that are done by you in the process of your life and everyone around you, according to your deeds and works, they see who you are. I ask again, where are the actions? I only see 1, 2, 3, 2.5, maybe 3. Everybody else, they're waiting. Pastor, look at me. You didn't even notice me. I'm on the fourth row. I've been raising my hands higher than everybody else for the whole year. No, you're not raising them. You're just doing it so they'd notice you. You're pretending that you're spiritual, and according to this spiritual way of action, somebody can tell who you are. No, according to your actions, who you are. In our churches, we have this nonsense. Not the actions tell us who they are, but this made-up name. This nonsense was made up by religion. They found some sort of half-asleep brother. They ordained him. Why? Because he was sleeping. So he'd continue sleeping and not bother them. Right now, we will vote for them, and for him. Why? Are they these people? No. As soon as you vote, they will become those people. What? Can you understand what nonsense you are carrying? Life that you want to live. I don't want to be in this position. Have you noticed that? For instance, let's make it all about me. For instance, somebody says, Tanya says hello for you.
You really
doesn't tell me who Tanya is. There are many millions of Tanyas. I have to get to the very bottom of it. Who is that person that says, sends her hello? And usually, it's not the name, but the actions can separate these people. Again, I ask you, do you have any sort of actions or movements? Do you do anything? Or you're just twitching so someone might notice you? Or you are simply quietly entering into your function, not looking at anybody, at anything? And if you're a tractor, they don't need to call you a tractor for you to be a tractor. If you're a cow, you don't need to be called a cow to be a cow. Not such good of an example. Cows give milk. I'm not talking about a size here, okay? Please understand what I'm saying.
Просто иллюстрация подходит.
It's just some people see things differently. We can't say goat, that's even worse.
Я остановлюсь.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Я вам говорю, это настолько
Again, I say, it's so funny. Sounds so funny that, for instance, someone did not let the bird do what it's supposed to do, like fly or lay an egg, or someone just filled in the nest or the hole that in the tree that where the squirrel lives. She'll come and do and create another one. For instance, I thought squirrels can really, you know, they can eat nuts. I have a picture of a forest where we saw so many shells from nuts that the squirrels were eating. This is her function. She doesn't say, did you see the next nut? You know what? She just does her job. One and one with herself, she does her job, she's eating, she's cracking open those nuts and pines. She doesn't say, I'm a squirrel, I have a nut. Or, you know what, that's how our Christianity is sometimes. And the squirrel is called a squirrel by according to her function. They didn't say, let's just call this thing with a tail a squirrel. So what will the squirrel do? As soon as we will give the squirrel a name, a squirrel, then she would love those nuts and pine cones, and she's just going to just eat it. No, functions. Do you have a function? Or you have an empty dream that is not based upon anything, and not forgiveness towards those that don't see you, and they do not give you a name?
Маленький тест.
Small test.
Я назову имена.
I'll say names.
Несколько имен.
Couple of
а
names.
Вы мне скажете,
and you tell me.
Им популярность дали их имена.
Their popularity.
Потому, проголосовали, выбрали.
Were given.
Или
to,
их
it was given to them by their by the
Итак,
votes of people or their actions. Let's begin with the very first
Ленин.
One. Ленин.
Скажите мне.
Tell me.
Этой заразе.
That disease.
Присвоена популярность.
His popularity comes from
того, что его сказали вот этот маленький,
the fact that they said this short guy that cannot say a letter R will give him the name Lenin. No.
Оно то маленькое в шуше.
That thing, small thing, was sitting in his village and writing and writing and writing. What are you doing in his tent? Maybe it's a whole bunch of lies. I don't know. But from the story that we do know, he's sitting in the village and he's writing, writing a newsletter. He didn't say, vote for me, vote for me. I'm gonna write you a great newsletter. Place me upon the tank and I will be Lenin. No, he became Lenin and then they placed him on the tank. Hello? And you see this... The small flea destroyed the whole generation, and that curse till this day is carried upon this country, and we have experienced it. Lord have mercy that our children would get delivered from that nonsense. So tell me, he was voted into in the office, and they said you'll be Lenin and you'll do this and that, and do this and that. You'll write newsletters, will vote, you will create a revolution. No.
Lenin
and revolution, that is his name. You hear me? Function. Function sealed that person. Not his name. Not the words, actions. And yeah, very powerful actions. Let's move on. There's another popular person. His name is Hitler. Similar story, but with different nation. We know the story, we've studied it. Let's next, Stalin, another horrible person. Now let's get to good people. Mother Teresa, church. Mother Teresa, tell me. Didn't they say, you, woman, you will be Mother Teresa, what should I do? You will feed the poor, you'll work with orphans, with the forgotten, you will build orphanages, you'll feed them, you'll love them, you'll give everything away. No. She shut her mouth, became invisible, and started doing it. And when she was brought into the light, they were shocked by the amount of deeds and works that she's done, even before people knew who Mother Teresa was. Hello, church, do you understand the meaning of this message? You don't need to be made Mother Teresa right now. Become her. You don't need to be given a name or coming up with some sort of function. No. You know that. You already have to move in your function. Who will know me? Maybe no one will ever, but become that. The important thing is for everybody to see you. No. The important thing is to do that which you have been born to do. And sometimes to live a life that you want to live is to be invisible. And sometimes very visible. Even if you might not want that. We remember Esther. We remember Joseph, and the list could go on and on. There are masses of people, tyrants and wonderful people. All of these people have one quality that unites them all together. Actions.
Hello.
Actions. Tell me, what sort of tyrant has no actions? He just terrorizes everybody with his books. And you read those scary stories. What? What terrorizes? The actions. No one says, you open a piece of paper and say, and it's written, this is a bomb. It's going to explode. What? No. You have to open up a box and it might be in there, and that's an action, and it's ticking, ticking, ticking. What should we do? What should we do? We're running. Why? Because now the actions will prove that this person that has placed this thing in there is called a terrorist. He's not simply called a terrorist. What does he do? He's just spitting spitballs at everybody. No. He puts bombs, and 100 people die. Actions tell you who you are. It gives you name. Remember this process. Name is in the very end of it. But we want it in the very beginning. No, I don't need actions. I don't need works. I don't need functions. I don't need to do anything. Just give me a name and that's it. Who are you? I'm a deacon. I do deacon work. Explain to me the function. It's like, I'm keeping pastor's path clean. Have you ever read a Bible and what is a deacon? He's the one that works. He works. It's those people that place their lives before God. They would help. They'd carry. No, it's not like that with us. No. We rewrote it. That's not what deacon means anymore. A minister is not from a word when you minister. It's when someone ministers to you. It's like they serve you. You don't serve. A minister. Oh, who's that? He's minister's coming, so now you have to minister to him. Hello, pastor. What? Does he serve? Does he do anything? Are lives changed because of his pastoral position? Actions. Can you take these actions and notice the result of it? Okay, let's move on. You know that many of these people that I've just named here, they personally, with their own hands, have written their own portrait and their own history. Just notice, just say, Lenin, for instance, sits and he's upset, and he might say, oh, they didn't let me make it. You know, that's absurd. Lenin didn't make it? What? It says that you're a nobody when you think like that. Your name is a nobody, and you don't want anything. You want for someone to come and just place everything before your feet and give you a name and a title. No. Function discerns who you are. Hitler, did you ever read his story, history, biography? Just read what that man created. He was unstoppable, never, ever. Even on the smallest level, he'd take and conquer everything. Not because his name was Hitler, no, because that was his function that eventually made him a tyrant. Mother Teresa, same thing. Quietly, without anybody noticing, she was doing, fulfilling her function. At the end, when they knew who she is, people were shocked because of what she's done, how many children were saved and orphanages were built, my Lord. Church, function. Do you have a function, or you have an empty dream, you know, and you want someone who sits next to you to notice it and to fulfill it? No, we are living in the time of nonsense, phase of nonsense. Church needs to be shaken so all of this nonsense will leave. You know, Jesus said, go. So now go. Don't sit. Go and do great works, functions, church. Have you ever thought, you know what, Holy Spirit spoken to my spirit? He said, have you ever thought that right now, every one of you, you have a title, and you carry your name, and that your name carries a status. So right now, why are you looking at me like this? You haven't drank coffee? I tell you, all of you, right now, your name is given to you. Your name is a nobody. Exactly. Then those are your actions, and those are your functions. Everyone of you, everyone, even maybe your small little child, Natalie, she has a name according to her function. Yeah, she's growing up, but it's there. We don't see these nameless statues. Everyone of you carries your name. Every one of you. Someone is a thief. Someone's a liar. Someone's a prayer warrior. Someone loves. Someone loves to give. Someone's a helper. Call Serge. Why Serge? Serge always helps. It's an example. You understand what I'm saying? Call Natasha. Why? Why? Why not Tatiana? Because Natasha, if you call, she comes and helps and brings things that you need. You understand what I'm saying, church? You want to change your name? You already carry it. If right now you don't like what you carry, it can change, not by pastor and people and team, but only by you and by your actions. So, nobody, become someone. Oh, no one sees me. No one's supposed to see you. I wasn't planning on being on the podium and preaching, no. All I started to do was serve God. And somehow everybody found out about us. You know, and we have a church birthday? I don't know why we do it in January. That wasn't our official opening. That was the date for our first encounter. You know what? Just become a church, and then they will call you. You know, a lot of things are open, have grand openings, and then they shut down. Why? Because it was when it was opening, it was being opened. Not as a church, it's a business. You'll open the door of my BMW, you carry my suitcase, and you get away. That's it. And your club shut down within a year because someone got sick of doing your work and opened the doors for you of your BMW because he got his own.
Hello.
Are you receiving something for yourself today? And this sunny morning. Look. If you're nobody and nothing, then at that moment, those are your functions and that is your name. You're amazed? You're amazed by yourself. You sit and say, I'm shocked. Because I'm a nobody. I am shocked. How everything is on parking brake with me. How is that? Like that. And you're crying out to people, you're doing everything that possible. Just see me, notice me. No one's going to see you. Let your actions and speak for you. I don't need your voice. Let your actions speak for you. And actions, you cannot shut their mouths. The actions are here. They're laying. They have been made. They've been done. Where should I start? Anything.
Ну точно не с того, чтобы собирать толпу в своем доме.
From gathering a crowd in your house.
Что будем делать?
What are we gonna do?
Если ты считаешь, что
if you consider that you carry this function, just shut those doors and just make this your name.
This
name so much that when people will speak this thing, or when they say speak a ministry, the first thing that will come up is your name.
Причем здесь любовь к сиротам и мать Тереза? Мать Тереза
love towards the poor Mother Teresa. No, Mother Teresa patented that ministry. Not by her name, but her heart and her serving. And just, you can't even compete with that woman. Hello? So what should I do? Simply, quietly, just shut yourself in your private room, and when you speak to your father in secret, he'll make it what the one who sees the secret, he'll make it visible. We don't want that, no. We want for everything to be in the public, and then he'll also give you that in secret, isn't it?
So
he sees your great awesome works before everybody. You are bright and shining star, everybody. You're shining, you're showing off, and then the Lord gives you in secret. You understand the function and the principle? This is the principle of heaven. You know why you're not visible? Because the Lord gives to you in secret most of it. Hello. Listen. That is why we try to do everything possible and impossible to change the name that has been given to us. Because on the inside, we all feel, most of us, we feel that something has to change in our life. You don't need to change your name or title. Or to prove to everybody. For someone said that I am a stinker, I'm bad, or I'm a saint. So what should I do? Just come out dressed as an angel and preach? I'm not Satan. What? Just continue fulfilling your function. Everybody knows who you are. Let's just turn on the TV and everyone who needs to know, they know who you are. You don't need to battle. The stupidest thing that a person can do is battling with the information and words. Gossip. Listen here. You know why? I never, ever fear any words and all these clips and all this other nonsense, because when words encounter actions always conquer. Always. Oh, what are you thinking about it? Nothing. Have you heard this? No. Why? Because I'm busy. I'm working. I am fulfilling my function and I have no time to watch stupid things. Hello. Oh, what should I do? What should I do? Stop watching this nonsense.
And the
second thing that you need to do is enter into your call. To your destiny. I like today's message. You need to change your name or your title. You need to change your actions. Our actions will give you a title and name. Everything that you did before this time was based upon that.
Саша кто?
Alex,
Саша, который делает машины.
Fixes cars. And you're saying, not only do I fix cars, I love my wife, children, work. Why is that they know you as the one who fixes cars? Hello? Because that's you. Enjoy your name. At the moment. Stop.
Sergey,
that builds homes. You know what's the worst thing? And they say, Andrei, who? Andrei the tile setter. Have you heard this nonsense? Alex, who? The truck driver. Why? Because he drives semi for 18 hours a day. That's why his nickname is the truck driver. That's his name. That's his function. Truck driver. Long hauler. Call him whatever. You see how your name is given to you? You like that name? I might not like it. You know, long hauler is better than nobody. For instance, you remember this Alex? No, I don't remember him. Well, then you're nobody. You're just a spot. A spot that's called Andre.
What?
It just did anything in your life? No. For instance, all you do is play, and they have your screen name, your computer name, Baka 37. Do you know Baka? Yes, what does he do? He plays computer games. That's his screen name. Baka 37, for instance. What does he do? He's on forums. He works. Imagine. You were writing for a whole year. Some sort of administrator did not like something he could have deleted. And all of your works, Baka 37, went down the drain. These are works. Those are not works. That's nonsense. You cannot erase works. You cannot delete them. So what should I do? Baka 37, change your name. You know, I'm kidding here and joking around, but you really know what I'm saying. And those that watch me really know what I'm saying. Lord, give us our names. Daddy, please help us figure out who we are. Please, you know what God cannot give you a name? Because he gives a name to a function. Who am I, God? And God says, start. No, you tell me, Lord, and then I'll start. No, you start, and then he'll tell you. I'm opening up a church. No, stop. Church is a name. And here, you are wrong. A name is given to a function. When you called something right away, I guarantee you, you already missed it. Because the name has to be given by those that see, they understand, and they hear. Remember what Jesus said? To his disciples. What do the people say about me? Oh, you're this great, awesome prophet. Signs, wonders. Yeah, they don't know much. They've only seen me a little bit. What about you? Who do you say that I am? You are the Son of a living God. Why? What? Did he come and say, I'm going to be the Son of God? Jesus. And Peter, you're going to be Peter. Maybe I'm going to be Jesus. No. I'm going to be Jesus. They saw his actions, church. They saw his function. They saw that in the presence of Jesus, you have to behave. They saw that this person might look at the tree in a certain way and it will die. Hello? They understood. Pharisees hated him. Quietly, Nicodemus came to him. We know that you're from God. We know. Why is it that they know? Was Jesus screaming from the podium, I'm Jesus, Jesus? No. He came and healed the eyes. He came and the blind see, the lame walk. The dead are risen. They saw the function. And according to that function, they've named him. Because the works that you do... The things that you do.
Nicodemus
told him that. Jesus didn't say it. No, Nicodemus said. Jesus did not came and told him, okay, I'm Jesus, this is what I do. No. He healed and said, do not go in the city. Do not speak about it. Why? Jesus knew this principle. And you know what? No matter how badly you want to hide, your actions will speak to everyone about you. Today, I'm revealing to you the most one of those important principles, Church, of my life. Is this spiritual? Yes, it is very spiritual. Everything starts from that in your life. You think your life begins with a revelation? No. It starts with actions. Your life starts with actions. And so now go. And during the time when you go, you will receive a revelation. I want to receive revelation first. That is why. For 40 years, nothing is happening in your life. But with me, for 4 years, you know, it's like 40 times 2. So many things are happening. Remember Joseph. I'm running out of time.
Remember Joseph, his first
phrase as he entered into his destiny. Small lessons from the Bible. Remember his phase. Those were his dreams. Remember? His dreams and his interpretation. And everyone. Remember, just follow me. I'm not going to open up scripture because I don't have much time. I have a lot to say. You'll know the story of Joseph and his dreams. In his understanding, everyone was supposed to bow down before him, isn't it so? Look what is happening. You know what Joseph did? Joseph just did what Christians do now. He saw a dream, and he comes and says, everybody, lay down. Why? Because I saw it. I saw everybody was laying. And they said, you know what? What? Just, why? What? Come a little lower. Why? Why? We'll deal with you tomorrow and your dreams. It's sort of like an illustration. Kind of happened like that, but they threw him into a pit. Look what's on the floor. Look what's on the floor. And we understand. You know why they did that to him? And they threw him into a pit? Because his name did not go together with that dream. His name was the tattletale and the one that daddy loved. Does church understand what I'm saying right now? No. In our understanding, he's Joseph. No. At that time, he was a tattletale. He was the beloved of the father and just go and just tell on his brothers. Daddy, they're doing this, they're doing that. And whatnot. Daddy, I saw they were doing this and that. You understand? You know, his words with his actions kind of did not go. They did not go hand in hand. You are the one that everything is supposed to bow down before. And you're running around and you see how much grain we've planted. And you're telling our father, hello? What do you mean, pastor? What do you mean, pastor? We're watching for everything to be all good.
Смотри.
Look.
Смотри.
Look.
Заключительная стадия Иосифа. Давайте пробежим очень быстренько.
Let's quickly go through his life and at the end. Yeah, we're smiling and laughing, but there's one interesting thing, that principle that you have to receive from this.
Заключительная стадия Иосифа.
At the end, Joseph.
Его сам фараон.
The Pharaoh himself, according to his actions, accepted him. The Pharaoh gave him a name. The Pharaoh gave him his daughter as a bride. The tattletaler, I mean, doesn't happen to those. It is given to those that have achieved something. How did he do it? By his actions. Even when he tried to complain in the prison, for instance, you know, his old habit came up. I'm sitting here, just say a good word before Pharaoh for me, please, so they remember about me. No, they forgot about him. And when he just quietly would interpret dreams, and they remembered not his words, his actions, he's sitting there and saying, I remember, there, over there, on the bottom, if he's still alive, there's a guy there that will tell you everything. So, what do you do with
that?
So that the Lord will even remember you. What actions do you do so that your name can be called and people can speak about you? Yeah, people speak about you, guess why? So many movies are made about you, guess why? I deserve an Oscar by the amounts of movies and clips that were made about me.
Ha,
ha, ha. Ha, ha. I tell you the truth. It's so funny. Some people say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to do. I'm going to do and continue doing one action destroys a million of gossips. It's better to see one time than 100 times to hear about it. Because once you see an action, hearing, it doesn't matter. No, you know what? There's a proverb like that. It's better to see one, to see once than to hear 100 times. So, remember, again, this one principle that you have to remember. If the words encounter the actions, then the actions will always outweigh the words. Actions will come out victorious. Remember Samson? Tell me, in the beginning, when he was just born, he had this name, a judge of Israel, a warrior, powerful man, anointed of God. In another scripture, it is written, the judge of Israel. There was no higher, you can go higher than that. There was no king at that time. Can you imagine that? The judge over Israel. That person was able, all the prophecies and the names that were for him, he was able to change them all with his actions, church. So I ask you a question. Do you want a prophecy or a movement? I want a movement. Any prophecy will be repainted by your actions. And you'll say, the Lord said that I am the judge over Israel. Yeah. If your actions do not say that, then your actions speak louder than words. And you know what? Samson was making sure to go into history as one of the most horrible judges. And at the end of his life, he actually redeemed himself. Interesting. That is why David was anointed into kings. There's one interesting point. I'm coming towards the end now. But a couple of moments that you have to hear. Listen. This is why when David was anointed into kings, he did not become a king right away. Have you noticed the principle? He didn't run. Here's the anointing of the king, the horn of oil. Where are you going? You have to be coronated right now. Blow the trumpets. King David. Isn't that how it happened? Coronation, that happened. Abisalom. Remember, Abisalom. Yeah, Abisalom did that. There was another son with Solomon. He was battling. Adonia, thank you. Adonia, yeah, live forever. Yeah, did he live forever? About a week, maximum. Why? Because Adonias, he wasn't the king. Everybody just blew the trumpets and said he's king. No, he's a nobody. You know, they call you king when you are already a king. And when the Lord said, this is my king, and that's king. Because God knows what he anoints. And when the Lord said, when God put out that oil through a prophet, the horn of oil onto David, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So what happens now is now actions have to follow. Church, actions. Listen. That is why David didn't become king right away, but when his time did come, with his actions, he, upon the field, everyone saw who he was, and no longer he, but people outside, they were singing a wonderful song about him. What song was that? We all know that song. For Saul, thousands. For David, tens of thousands. Tell me, how is that young man deserved that song? After one battle, with his heart and with his function, he proven that he has a true heart of a king, and his knees were not quaking on the battlefield. You know what? He will go to death for his people. You know? Yeah, he was anointed. Besides him and his brother upon the battlefield that couldn't stand him knew that he was anointed. Nobody knew about it. It was a secret. But why is it that everybody accepted him and acknowledged him? Your name and your anointing has to go hand in hand with your kingly actions. It has to come together with your kingly function, David. You have to agree with your name, and it has to match, and then they will bring it out into the public with singing. Guess who proclaimed him as a king? The people did. The women did. The people, children, simple people. They saw him after the battle and said, David, David. Let's read that scripture. 1 Samuel 17, 5, or 18, 5. Sorry. I want to just nail this nail on the head. It's actions, action, action. Not the name, not a situation or acceptance or the other prophecies. Actions will tell you who you are. 1 Samuel 18:5. And David went out wherever Saul sent him, and he prospered and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war. And it was satisfactory both to the people and to Saul's servants. As they were coming home when David returned from killing the Philistine, the women came out of all the Israelite towns singing and dancing to meet King Saul with timbrels, songs of joy, and instruments of music. And the women responded as they laughed and frolicked, saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very angry, for the sayings displeased them. And he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed only thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom? And Saul jealously eyed David from that day forward. Of course, because actions of your servant are more powerful than actions of the king.
Тебе не нужно никого свергать. Тебе не нужно переголосовывать пастор. Тебе не нужно делать какие-то восстания, маленькие дешевые революции. Тебе не нужно кружить, выбирать, голосовать и лычковать.
Мое удвоенное слово, наверное.
Понимаешь? Тебе не надо. Тебе нужно спокойно бить своим действием, своей функцией до тех пор, пока все вокруг узнают, кто ты.
Люди говорят, so that people will recognize.
5-6 лет, вот всего лишь, как ты знаешь, да, мы в 2005 году начали наши действия. Знаешь ли ты, что 12 лет до этого именно оттачивалось то, что ты видишь?
12 лет.
И продолжает оттачиваться. Не забудай. Мы должны с вами понять. Действие. То, что ты делаешь, именует тебя. То, что ты делаешь, входит в историю. Не то, что ты пишешь. Не то, что ты пишешь. То, что ты делаешь. Перестаньте гоняться за человеческим определением того, кто ты. Знаете, как нам хочется, чтобы нас назвали
people's opinions and what people think about you.
Пророки, пастора,
pastors,
прophets. Духа Святого. Нет. Перестань искать человеческого определения того, кто ты. Перестань искать, чтобы тебя выбрали, помазали, рукоположили. Перестань придумывать себе имена или призвания. Перестань искать голосование и поддержки. У каждого из нас, я с этими словами буду заканчивать, прямо сейчас есть возможность перерисовать свою жизнь своими действиями.
Итак,
встань и начни делать то, о чем ты мечтал всю свою жизнь, и попроси времени, это и будет твоим именем.
And in time, it will be your name. Give
Давайте
the glory. Let's just get up.
Давайте мы встанем.
Просто поклонись ему сегодня.
Let's just worship him.
И когда приедешь домой,
and when you come home,
начни, ты говоришь, у меня был сон, после сна движение. У меня была мечта, у меня было пророчество. Пророчество это не ты. Пророчество это возможность того, кем ты можешь стать. Пророчество не есть что-то, что 100% сбудется. В Библии есть масса мест, где Бог говорит, не оставите я судью Израиля, он просто блудником всю свою жизнь. У человека все равно есть право, церковь, перерисовать свою жизнь,
to recreate their life, their future by their acts.
Поэтому просто скажи, Дух Святой, я
say,
прошу
Holy
тебя,
Spirit,
покажи мне мой первый шаг.
My first step.
Не вздумай, чтобы это был публичный шаг, это позорище. Нет,
в
тайне убей своих львов и медведей. Там, где тайна, и потом Бог, видящий тайное, воздаст тебе на всем поле, при всем Израиле. Твое действие. Кто ты?
Your acts. Who are you?
Сколько безликих христиан? Сколько безликих жизней? Сколько людей, которые просто наименование, название,
they
которые уйдут
names, not,
в историю, и от тебя ничего не останется. После 5 лет того, как тебя похоронят, тебя уже никто знать и
after
помнить
die,
не будет. Почему? Потому что это
Why?
Были мои действия.
Because they were
их
my
нет.
Actions, and
и
they,
поэтому
they,
посвящаю
they,
всю
they
мою жизнь тому. Да, ты и я, мы будем ошибаться. Не
Jesus.
В ошибках дело. Ошибка
we
встал
mistakes,
и пошел.
But it's not
встал
the problem.
И перерисовал. Ошибся, встал
just
и движение вперед.
And redraw. Get
Бог,
up and keep moving on.
Поднимите руки.
Lord, I thank you. Raise up your hands. Worship him.
Пообещайте ему, что вы будете
Promise
двигаться. Вы будете двигаться в своей мечте,
moving,
к той жизни, которой ты хочешь жить. К той жизни, которой ты хочешь жить.
Keep moving to the life that you are dreaming.
Благодари его за то, что
to
эта информация попадает тебе, когда
Thank
ты молод, а не когда тебе 80. Когда у тебя даже нет физического здоровья войти
Thank
в свое призвание. Бог, подними наше поколение.
Health,
Бог, подними наше поколение. Бог, подними делателей.
Raise up doers.
Господь, подними делателей.
Raise up.
Подними дело.
Raise up.
Подними армию.
Raise
воина.
Up.
Действующая церковь.
Raise up a church. In acts.
Тихо, в тайне.
That will be doing it in secret. Not in public.
Мы
not for publicity.
Тихо, высекаем место в истории.
So that our church
места.
Will take history.
Подними своих чемпионов.
Raise up your champions, Lord.
Бог, подними своих чемпионов.
Raise up your champions, Lord.
Бог, подними своих
чемпионов.
Подними своих чемпионов.
Raise up your champions.
Hallelujah.
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 Воздайте ему славу.
Give God glory.
Воздайте ему славу.